The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
And it is that time of the week when we're joined by Simon Tierney, who does tell us how to do stuff. And Simon, I'm quite excited about what you're about to tell us how to do, because this is probably an important skill in life. So tell us what we're discussing this evening.
We're talking about how to flatter people, which is a bit of a weird one, because we don't regard flattery as a positive attribute. We regard complimenting someone as a positive attribute. So,
and are they different?
Well, yeah, they are very different. They're unbelievably different. So let's define them first. Well, actually, first of all, let's talk about why we're discussing this in the first place. So listeners might have come across the pictures or the clips of the Chancellor, the German Chancellor, Merz, gifting, in inverted commas, a German football jersey to Donald Trump yesterday at the G7. Now, when they were gathering at Evian-les-Bains in France, they were all sort of there doing a bit of chit-chat. It's been fascinating to watch these world leaders kind of small-talking each other, you know, around the official meetings themselves. But Merz can be seen as soon as Trump comes in. He opens his briefcase and he pulls out the German football jersey and he dashes over to Donald Trump and presents him with this. And Trump doesn't really know what's going on, but he turns it around and it's got 47 written on the back and Trump, because he's the 47th president. And then this was swiftly followed up with a tweet. It was all very timed and well organized. And the tweet said, happy belated 80th birthday, POTUS. After all, we're on the same team. So this is a really interesting example of obsequious behavior, of flattery. And we can kind of find the definition of it in this, which, to answer your question in a very roundabout way, Ciara, is that flattery is about complimenting somebody in order to get something in return. So there's a sort of a quid pro quo there.
And it's curry favor.
To curry favor, to use compliments as a form of currency. Because to give a little bit of political context around this, Merz is in trouble with his domestic numbers back home in Germany, but also he's in trouble with the American president, because he recently said that the Iranians were kind of, you know, running around, running rings around Trump, that they were
actually negotiators, but yes.
That they were humiliating the Americans, etc. And I think we can see that with the Iranian deal. But as a result of this, Trump decided to pull 6,000 of the, I think 35,000 or 40,000 US troops out of German soil, where they have been since the end of World War II. So that's a really significant geopolitical move. Merz is on the back foot and he's using flattery to get back, because he knows from historical precedent that the best way to get Donald Trump to do what you want him to do is to flatter.
And he's right on that, isn't he?
And he's absolutely right.
And Donald Trump isn't the first US president who likes a bit of flattery.
But it doesn't make it easy to watch.
Oh, it's hard to watch.
You know, when I brought this story up, I could see both of the expressions on both of your faces. It's really hard. Think about it in your own lives. When you see an instance of sycophancy, yeah, it's really hard to watch.
If I'm going to be obsequious, I don't want anyone to see it. Like,
yeah,
I don't want anyone to witness it.
Actually, yeah, that's true. You don't want anyone.
I have
to see
done it in the past, but
it's
not in public.
I don't think I do this. I think I think I'm bad at this. I think I'm too bullheaded and stubborn to be good at this one.
Yeah, it's really tricky, because the thing about flattery is that,
but
it's,
I do
about
get compliments, Simon.
You do like compliments?
I do give compliments.
You do give compliments, uh-huh. Yeah. Well, the compliment comes from a place of authenticity. And giving a compliment is absolutely sincere in the sense that it's about the other person. It's about the object of the compliment. Whereas with a flattery, it's not about the other person at all.
It's about you.
It's about you. Ooh. So what Chancellor Merz did there, in my interpretation, is that his actions actually have very little to do with Donald Trump and celebrating his birthday. They're about what he wants for his country.
Do the flatterers know that they are obsequious and cringy, and or do they just think that they're paying a compliment?
I think the level of self-awareness really varies. But in terms of international diplomacy, it's now, it's so rampant with Donald Trump in the White House.
Do you remember the FIFA, Gianni Infantino gave him a peace award, a special peace award, a FIFA peace award, just a couple of weeks before he invaded Iran. I mean, it's it's widespread.
Sean O'Murray was saying, you remember, the head of NATO called him Daddy. Do you remember that?
Mark Rutte,
it's hugely cringeworthy.
It's extraordinary, the level of sycophantic behaviour around Trump. I mean, we even saw it today, this morning, with the G7's joint leader statement, which is essentially about putting pressure on the Russians with regard to the conflict in Ukraine. But the way they worded it, they didn't mention any world leader in that document apart from Donald Trump. And they said, we consider this the right moment to proceed with additional measures, they mean on the Russians, as President Trump has delivered a deal that we support in reopening the Strait of Hormuz.
Okay.
If you take any of the individual leaders involved in the framing of that statement, I don't think they genuinely believe that.
All right. So how should you flatter someone if you to avoid being obsequious and demeaning yourself?
Okay, well,
how do you do it?
The first thing you got to ask yourself is it appropriate? Right. So,
from the way we've defined flattery now, I don't think we should flatter anyone. I think we should just not flatter people because it's ugh.
Yeah, but Kira, you might find yourself in a situation where you really need to get something done, and you might have to say, Simon, you look amazing today. You know, I love your yellow jumper.
I do quite like it.
It does open doors. It does grease wheels. And sometimes you just need to do that.
It greases wheels. Yeah, absolutely. Mm. So one way that you can do it is performative loyalty, right? And I was thinking about this overnight because with everything that's going on in Westminster over the last couple of weeks with the question mark over Keir Starmer's continued leadership, we've seen a lot of performative loyalty with that. So what happened a couple of weeks ago when there was immediate threat to his premiership, basically a number, most of his cabinet came out publicly, whether it was on current affairs, television programs, radio programs, or even personal tweets from their personal Twitter accounts saying how amazing Keir Starmer is. Why did they do that? Firstly, they were probably told to do it by 10 Downing Street. And secondly, because they wanted to preserve their own jobs in cabinet. So they're using flattery for their own job retention in that respect. Mm. I think another really interesting example of the ways in which people use flattery is taste and opinion conformity.
Well, big time.
So I love this because do you know when someone will be like, and you hear it all the time, I really like your tie. It's lovely. Why are they saying that? Because they're trying to align their values, right? So let me give you an example of this, just to go back to Donald Trump again. Now, every time you see a photograph of anyone in Donald Trump's cabinet, you're going to be looking at their shoes after I tell you this. Almost all male members, let's be honest, most members of Donald Trump's cabinet are male, but almost all of them are now wearing the same shoes as Donald Trump.
This is extraordinary.
Have you come across this?
I've heard of this, yeah.
It's unbelievable. So Donald Trump wears a Florsheim Cap Toe Oxford, which is a classic American heritage shoe that retails for around $145. Not that expensive for a billionaire.
No.
A good shoe, good leather shoe, well shined. They're like, I mean, how do I even describe this shoe? It's a laced up shoe. It's like a standard shoe that a man might wear, but it's quite tidy. It's traditional. You know, it reeks of Republican values. Anyway, Marco Rubio, J.D. Vance, they're all wearing this shoe, but they didn't wear it before the Trump 2.0 when the new thing started. Now, to be fair, apparently Donald Trump does give out these shoes.
He gifts them.
But you don't have to wear the shoe. But they're wearing the shoes.
How does he know they're the right size as well? Like, are they wearing shoes that are too small for him or too big for him? Just
does he gift these shoes just to see if he can bend these people to his will? I suspect he does.
I think there's definitely an element
of
that.
A weird present to give a work colleague, yeah. A pair of shoes.
But Marco Rubio also famously, his shoes don't fit him. He's the Secretary of State. His shoes, there's about a good inch at the back there. So I don't think Donald Trump got that one right. But the reason I bring this up is because kind of taste conformity is a way of showing the flattery, so to speak, that your values and your taste align with each other. So you're sort of on the same team.
We love the same things.
We love the same things. And this is exactly what Chancellor Merz said yesterday in his tweet. He said, I just think that the rhetoric here is absolutely fascinating, the way he articulated this. The second part of his tweet is, after all, we're on the same team. Mm. I mean, I guarantee you there was a team in the Bundestag who spent hours working
on the
dictation of that.
Just before you go, quickly talk about physical submission, because there was an example last week. It was the UK Deputy Prime Minister walking backwards with Charles. And I remember Tony Blair famously did that with the Queen on the first meeting, and she just she thought it was hilarious. Like,
what is one doing? So this was David Lammy, the Deputy Prime Minister. He was delivering, I think it's his job or whatever in the protocol, to deliver the actual King's speech to the King when he's doing the opening of Parliament or whatever. And so he goes up and he's wearing all the robes and all the rest, and he gives it to him. And then he kind of bends down a bit as he's retreating while facing King Charles, but he's like reversing because, you know, the traditional thing,
you can't turn your back.
Yeah. So there's a really interesting, like, it's a kind of a physical submission. We saw it last week when the Pope was doing his tour around Madrid and Barcelona. I mean, it's classic with the Pope, you know. Pope Francis didn't seem to like it. He always pulled his hand away. But this whole thing of bowing down and putting, trying to kiss.
Didn't Charlie Haughey famously get someone to clean his shoe, Shane? Wasn't that?
That brings back memories, yeah.
Was it P. Flynn?
Don't know now.
It's long ago, and it's I can't even remember what was on his spittle or something had landed on his foot or something. Something had happened, and there was definitely a Fianna Fáil.
I don't think it was P. Flynn.
TD that Charlie Haughey pointed to his shoe and made them. It was a famous thing.
Yeah, physical submission. Yeah. I mean, and
I think getting down and cleaning someone else's shoe is physical submission.
Oh God, yeah. I mean, that'd be hard to demonstrate a better example of physical submission for sure.
Okay, so on balance. Compliments, but not flattery, is that?
Compliments are the way to go. I mean, the thing about it is, if you want to get something done, the person who is in a decision-making role wants to know that you're authentic, unless they're someone who wants yes men around them, and we know who we're talking about.
I find the more powerful the person is, often the more they like flattery. But listen, we better leave it there. Simon Tierney, News Talk Zone, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
That was a brilliant report, I have to say. They're always brilliant, though, Simon.
Thank you.
I think you're our best person.
Thanks. Oh, God, keep it coming. I thought we were off air there.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk with Kia.
Pepsi Prebiotic Cola in original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.